This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Back again. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, it's beautiful outside, and you are beautiful inside.
Oh, thank you, brother.
How you feeling?
I appreciate that, brother.
Yes,
Spike.
Sir.
Feel pretty good.
What in the heck is going on?
Yeah, every once in a while, throws you a curveball. Nice compliment coming out of
there. Yeah, thank
you. I appreciate
it. Yep.
Jackie Baseball, you, on the other hand, you got 2 days to get this team in shape.
Let's
and
go.
Ready to go.
Yes.
Ready to go. Holla at your boy.
Happy birthday to Walker Fritz.
Happy birthday, Walk.
Oh, Nev. Happy birthday, nephew.
Big 2-year-old today.
Hey, oh, there man. You go. When's he getting a job?
I know. It's about time to man up.
As soon as he gets a job, we can take a week off, right? Right,
yep.
Jack? Right, Jack?
That's all I do is take off time around here. Yep.
Happy birthday, Walk.
So he's ready for the Phil season.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's locked in.
What does he think about the whole starting lineup, the batting order?
No, actually, I think, not that I'm disappointed in him, right? Would never.
Yep.
I think he's still basking in Super Bowl glow.
Oh.
Because even when I turn on the Phillies, yep. He just goes, "Ee!"
You know? Just so, like that.
Yeah, he's got the deep E down early, which is good to see. Yep.
Oh, man.
Big show, as it always is, as we count down the days till Philly's opening day. We are now just over 2 full days away. We will have Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 for his normal insanity. The return of the Mount Rush 4 at 4 o'clock and the top 5 at 5 at 5 o'clock. Now, Ike, I made a mistake which led to today's show, the beginning of today's show.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
Yeah, so the mistake was I was looking at Elliot Shore Parks' Twitter account.
That's definitely a mistake.
And always, I know, terrible. And almost always a mistake to read the replies to the tweets. But he did ask an interesting question. And this was the question. Been thinking about this for a few days and curious what you all think. Of course, he was curious, as he always is.
Always curious.
Which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with winning? And which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? So here on Tuesday, and we will make this a testify Tuesday, because you at home are going to have to testify about your answers and tell us why you're right. I looked at the responses, and almost every response was one of two names. Joel Embiid or Donovan McNabb. Now, I'll remind you, the question is which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? And they said Joel Embiid and Donovan McNabb. And you're going to have to explain this one to me, because I do understand the disappointment you know, that Donovan didn't win a Super Bowl and that Joel Embiid hasn't gotten past the second round. But we are objectively talking about two guys here who have done more winning and winning because of them than nearly every player who has played for their respective franchises.
Yeah.
Like, there are plenty of people who can be the face of losing in Philadelphia, right? J.D. Drew was a loser. Sam Bradford was a loser. Jason Babin was a loser. I would even accept Andre Iguodala from the Sixers as a, like, and I like Andre, and he went and ended up winning with the Warriors, but when he was here, I could accept loser. Donovan McNabb went to five NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. Joel Embiid, now I know I'm just talking about regular season, but his regular season record is 295 and 157. And the pace of that, that's a 53-win pace. He won an MVP. He came runner-up twice. He is not a loser. In fact, if I'm going to think about the Eagles, Randall Cunningham was a bigger loser than Donovan McNabb was. Randall Cunningham won one playoff game here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And on Testify Tuesday, you're going to have to explain to me, 215-592-9494, why Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid, of all players in the history of this city, should be your losing representation. Does this add up to you? It doesn't add up to me.
Well, it doesn't. Well, I certainly don't agree with it. But I guess how you interpret the term loser matters, right? If we're talking about whether or not they filled their potential by being the best player they could be, they didn't take any shortcuts, they didn't cheat us, you know, that sort of thing, they weren't a bust, neither one of those guys belong in that category.
Neither one of those guys belong
in that category. Joel Embiid is a Hall of Fame basketball player, despite the games missed or what have you, as an individual talent and what he's accomplished with his MVP, his scoring titles, a gold medal. I've seen guys accomplish less and get in the basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. If he never plays again, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Five will not be in the Hall of Fame, more than likely, because at that position, the Super Bowl, unless you put up astronomical numbers, right? Unless you put up astronomical numbers, you're probably not going into the Hall of Fame from that position.
Right.
Any other position, they don't judge you by winning championships. You're judged on your individual talent. At the quarterback position, the championships do get added in there, or your numbers had better be superior to a lot of the other quarterbacks' numbers, which leads to accolades, all pros, Pro Bowls. So I certainly would agree with it, those two guys. We won a lot of football games with Donovan as our quarterback. You know, I understand Jalen just won the Super Bowl and he's gone to two Super Bowls. I'm not going to debate the greatest quarterback in franchise history. If you want to tell me it's Jalen Hurts, I got no argument.
Yes.
Donovan is my quarterback.
Right.
And will always be my quarterback. So, but I understand.
And by the way, he won big. He didn't win the big game.
Right.
But well, he won plenty of big games.
With the five conference title games.
Right.
Like, you don't get to five conference title games without winning some big games along the way. So I totally agree with you there. Can I throw a guy in there? Are we doing guys that we would consider losers?
Well, over these guys.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, these guys.
I would throw a James Harden in there.
As a loser.
Yeah. You know, I just. Great talent.
Right.
Forget about that. Yeah, talent is unquestionable. That's not, but the mentality of being of not really being a master of his craft, the work ethic, to me the lack of leadership there, and not winning a title with all of that talent that he has. He has loser energy to me. He has loser aura to me. James Harden does.
Now, he has also won a lot of games.
Won a lot, a hell of a lot of basketball games.
And the other thing is, like, you know, I think if we were to ask people, I mentioned Randall. You know, nobody's ever going to bring up Randall as a face of losing in Philadelphia, even though he only won one playoff game.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. And by the way, no one's going to mention, Doc didn't win a Super Bowl either.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Allen Iverson did
Ike
not.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Ike didn't either.
I was going to bring it up.
Yeah. Allen Iverson.
Figured I'd save you.
Thank you.
Allen Iverson didn't win a championship here. Terrell Owens never even won a playoff game here.
Right.
You know, and by the way, may have ruined, like, through his actions, ruined the core of a football team that took us to five championship games and a Super Bowl. There are so many guys that we have had here who scream loser. Why are we picking that like this is part of why people judge us nationally is that we've picked two guys who mostly won as our face of losers in Philadelphia. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Jack, you were saying?
Well, I just, like, what's the difference between Embiid and Harden? You know what I mean? Like, I think Donovan is a different... The Donovan I don't really get. I know he threw up in the Super Bowl, whatever.
Allegedly.
Allegedly threw up in the Super Bowl, and I get it.
Yeah, I said allegedly.
I think Embiid's pretty deserving. I think Embiid's pretty... Like, what's really the difference between him and Harden? I mean, they both have similar aura. Well, we Embiid's, both saw them fold in a Game 7 here.
Yes,
at
but
least Harden went to a Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors, you know? Like, I don't see this with Embiid. The Donovan thing, I think, has totally been unfair. And we do with Ryan Howard, too. But, like... Embiid, I get it. I totally get it.
As one of the two faces of losing in the history of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
But that's crazy, though.
But it's not. But it's
because
not.
Without him, we wouldn't have been in any of the situations we were in to end up losing. Right? I want you to think about the 10 years of Sixers basketball before Embiid got here. Yes, that was losing basketball. That was teams that didn't even have winning records. That was teams that were led by Eddie Jordan was a loser.
Yeah, but
do you
think,
know what I mean? Like, Joel Embiid's not the face of losing in Philadelphia.
But he is from the standpoint of he's great. Like, we're talking about Iguodala. We're talking about J.D. Drew. We're talking about...
Right.
Like, Embiid's a great, great player that just doesn't have it mentally to
That's lock. Why I went Harden.
Like, that's... But they kind of reminded me of each other. You want to go Roland? I mean, Roland was a great player that ultimately couldn't hack it here. I mean, you could put loser vibes on him if you want. But I think the Embiid...
Well, he actually wound up winning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's a pretty good player. If he stayed here, he'll be the best in field of all time.
Well, Iguodala is the same as that, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Iguodala left here and
ended
up
winning. Think Roland's a better player than Iguodala.
The question was, which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing?
Right.
And the two guys are guys that won most of their games here. And it's not like we have so many championships here in Philadelphia that everyone, like that it's this sliding scale where you're not a winner unless you win a championship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
No, listen, I totally agree with you. I agree with you that it's unfair to those guys. But I also understand where the perception or people who have that view... Why they have that view? Because they're being measured by not winning a championship,
right?
Like they're being measured from that standpoint. And then it's how do you handle the defeat? Are you accepting responsibility? Are you placing blame on everyone else? Bryce doesn't get those types of vibes.
He does not.
Right? So because he usually performs.
Well, he did in his previous stop, by the way.
Sure. Yeah,
he did
here.
In Washington,
yes,
but
yes,
here
I
he
just
does
mean
not.
Here.
Yep,
yes.
Yep.
No, you're right. He down there, he did have that. Here, I just think with those two guys, there are going to be people who always hold that against them.
That they didn't win a
that
championship.
They didn't win, yes.
Or
do you think the personality has more to do with it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything, but I think it's just an unfair standard to hold them to. I understand the disappointment with Donovan. I understand the disappointment with Joel Embiid. But to say again, which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? It can't be those two guys.
See, and people wonder why I defend Five as much as I do.
Right.
Because he takes the blame for all of us.
Right, right. And by the way,
it's not a one-on-one game. Like, he had teammates. We all lost those games.
Well, and not to put them in the same category, but I am, Embiid is taking the blame for, you could look at everything that happened while Embiid was here, and boy, it would have been tough to win something with things going on the way that they went on here. You know, there were enough screw-ups between Markel Fultz and Jahlil Okafor and Ben Simmons. And the,
like,
and
you think the Sixers let down Embiid more than Embiid let down the Sixers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ultimately.
That's fair,
I think so.
I think
it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say that. Now, he has had letdowns.
He contributed to it, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Testify Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. People who responded to Elliott Shore Parks and said, which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with losing? And the two most popular answers were Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid.
Cold-blooded.
Two players who mostly won here in Philadelphia. If you want losers, losers. I can certainly come up with losers. Those guys, not losers. All right, 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy starts us off. Aaron, you're on WIP.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look here. Hey, what's up, Corey?
Well,
I'm
off,
my brother.
Well, Corey's at Disney World.
We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. He's on vacation. Hey, Corey, I took your spot. But listen, man, it's funny you mentioned it. I was like, I usually wait till like the end of the week. I went to a roundup. So I was like, you know what? But yesterday, Jack, he got on my nerves. And he said, like, understand how fans felt and understand how the Eagles players in the locker room felt. But T.O. didn't play in that one playoff game. So he didn't help us get over the hump in the NFC Championship game. We had a great regular season. We had four straight great regular seasons. I love T.O. before he even got to Philly. But the love that the Eagles fans give him before they give to McNabb, who helped carry this team for over a decade, really gets on my nerves. And I didn't see Elliott, because McNabb, that's my guy. Like, I'll be long gone. And I can be up there wherever I am when I'm gone, going, and I see someone's talking negative about McNabb, and I'm going to jump down there. Because I don't like it. I'm like, whenever you became an Eagles fan, whether it was in the 90s or the 80s, how good were the Eagles? The Eagles were the best under McNabb. Now, I know we're in the heyday of the Eagles franchise with 2017, I've been to, and that's
amazing. Oh yeah, we're in a golden era now.
Yeah, we're in the golden era.
Well, Aaron, to your point, Terrell Owens is a much bigger loser in Philadelphia than Donovan McNabb is.
He's a bigger loser in the NFL, period.
Right. Yes.
Games he win when he was on the floor. Oh, I think he won one playoff game in San Francisco, maybe two. So, but I'm not trying. And Ike, don't say nothing. You know his people be listening. So you stay quiet. I don't want them calling you.
Well, I don't care if they call. I'm a T.O. fan. You know, I think he's the second best receiver ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean he didn't have his baggage that came with him.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I'm
just listening.
Yeah. So people came for T.O. I'm like, yo, you know, he's been kicked off for every team he's been on.
Yep.
He's been kicked off every team he's been on, man. But I'm sorry. I really hate when people just don't and understand. He's the quarterback. He was on the field. He didn't have his best performance in the NFC Championship games. But you can't say, oh, my brother, give him some weapons. I'm like, yo, McNabb, what you doing? Sound kind of like Wentz. What you doing? What on the field, man? But besides that, like, and y'all mentioned, I'm going to do a little round there. Y'all mentioned the taste of 2010s. Like, do we realize the 2010s weren't that very good of Eagles? Like, we were pretty mediocre to bad. I think we had, what, two winning seasons from 2010, maybe three, 2010 to 2017. I think we only had like two, three, four maybe winning seasons in the whole decade. So who's the face? I don't know, but damn sure ain't no Nick Foles. In spite,
it is Nick Foles. We're not doing this again. You can't come up with the answer because you know it's Nick Foles and you don't want to say it.
No, because it's such an average period of Eagles football that – it has to be a collection. It's not one
single person. Hold up. So it's an average. So on the same breath, you're going to say Jason Kelsey's an all-time Eagle. Brandon Graham's an all-time Eagle. Fletcher Cox is an all-time Eagle.
That's a team.
Well, no. But you can't go and sing all these guys' praises. They were all there the whole time. and say that, well, but it wasn't that good. So, but one of those guys is the face of the team. That whole era comes down to one frigging game, and we know it does, and that's why Nick Foles is the face of the.
But your love, your affinity for Nick Foles is so disingenuous. I know where it's coming from.
It's not disingenuous. The whole city feels this way, Aaron. The whole city feels this way. It's true. All of the calls we got yesterday is that Foles is going to be the face of that era of Eagles football.
Yeah, because
we know a lot of that is Wentz haters, though. Yeah.
They said that on the phone because they want to be nice with you because they know that you have a
everybody that calls always Big wants to be nice with me. Yeah,
I said this to Ike. Like you should saw who called up on Friday. Like,
like they got out of jail, they got a free pass. Like,
hey, free the war eagle. But no, all seriousness. But I can't be like, look. The Phillies been around since 1830. Two World Series. The Flyers got what? Two Stanley Cups. The Eagles got one Super Bowl because no one cares about the championships. But we only disrespect the players.
No, we got two Super Bowls.
The Seahawks have two Super Bowls.
Oh, I'm tripping. We got two Super Bowls.
Right.
And the Sixers got two championships mm-hmm. as the Sixers. So we don't have a lot of winning. So pick any Philly. It's not – well, I don't really care about any B right now. But it's not – it's like stop the McNabb slander. So you can pick any Philly since 1883 was the face of losing. We were the first franchise with 10,000 losses.
Pick Jeff Stone. Pick Steve Jeltz.
Yeah, but they weren't great players. That's the difference.
Well, but there's some great players from back then.
But you can't be the face of losing if you win most of your games. Face of losing. You can't be the one player you associate with losing.
When there's beads on the floor, the Sixers win more than not. I can't speak for the playoffs. And when McNabb was the quarterback, we won double digits pretty much every year. So if you between the ages of 28 to 37, McNabb is your quarterback. And that's when you probably became an Eagles fan, probably a little slightly earlier. That's when you became an Eagles fan. That's what you saw. So you bitter that we didn't win the Super Bowl. Put the bitterness on everybody. On everybody. Stop with the McNabb.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
It really bothers me that we just honed in on McNabb. I like this. Let it go.
All right. See, this is listen. He has a lot of wisdom.
Who, Aaron?
Yeah. His LeBron love is totally misplaced.
Yep.
And it's probably the only thing that he and I disagree with.
I won't stand for his Corey hate.
We would never.
Yeah. Corey from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a nice little rival there.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot asked, when you think about one player in the history of Philadelphia sports, who do you associate most with losing? And he said, and everyone answered, Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid. Two, at the end of the day, guys who have done a lot of winning here. A lot more winning than losing. On Testify Tuesday, you're going to have to tell us why that is, because I don't think it makes any sense. And I do have a next question for you guys, and I know I'm just springing it on you. But that's okay. You guys are smart guys. So today is Sarah Michelle Gellar's birthday.
Who is that?
I'm sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Michelle Gellar was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker of Sex and the
Ike's
City.
Ike's a big Sex and the City guy.
Are you?
I used to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a Sex and the City guy?
Well, I mean, Renee watched it.
Yeah. Really?
Well, you're an HBO head.
Yeah.
I was definitely an HBO head back then. Yeah, all the shows were good.
So she is known by three names. So for next question today, you're going to have to tell us somebody who is known for three names rather than just the normal two names. Like we have one person here at the radio station.
That's my first answer.
Is that going to be your answer?
ESP? No, you can't use that.
Okay. Jack, do you have an answer?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Ooh.
The law firm.
Ben Jarvis Green
Ellis. Wow, that is your first answer, is Ben Jarvis Green Ellis?
Yeah, I think that's a high-level answer.
It is,
wow,
I guess.
Right off the dome.
Right off the dome.
Right off the dome.
Yeah.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, great Bengal and a great Patriot.
Bengal.
Do you have I know I just sprung it on you.
Yeah, you know I don't have one.
Well, I'm going Billy Bob Thornton.
That's a good one, man.
I mean, that was the first one that popped in my
going
head.
Billy Bob Thornton. I'm going Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams.
There you go, Billy D.
Three
Williams.
Three names. There
who
you
the
go.
Hell is Billy D. Williams?
Oh, come
who
on.
Who the hell is Billy D. Williams?
Yeah, let me look this up.
Lando Calrissian.
What is that?
All right. Oh, wow.
He doesn't know anything about the original Star Wars.
Yeah. Wow, you don't know who
Billy I've never seen the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
I've only seen the remakes. Yeah. Right. The Phantom Menace. You guys Phantom Menace guys?
Yes. Nobody likes the Phantom Menace. Yeah. Your generation's the worst. No great musicians, the wrong Star Wars. Seriously.
Sports are way worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, sports are better.
Everything costs a lot.
Everything
does cost more.
You should have just let Gen X stay in control. But it's the millennials and the boomers ruined everything.
Always the boom. Well, yeah. Rod got mad at me for saying that.
Oh, for saying boomers ruined everything?
Remember I did a top five on things that boomers are most wrong about?
Oh, right.
Well, now, which one is it? Now, which age bracket is
our
boomers?
Parents.
That's us?
Our parents.
No, your parents.
No, we're Gen X.
Oh, okay.
We're Gen X. We're the best generation. Okay. The best music came from our generation. The best movies came from our generation. Okay. The best TV shows came from our generation. Millennials are terrible, and boomers are fine.
Millennials are right after us.
Jack's a millennial.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
but I'm like the bottom end of the millennials.
You're still a millennial.
What are we in now?
This is actually Generation Beta.
Like Jack's kids are so the generation younger than Jack is Gen Z.
They suck.
And then there's a Gen Z is better than millennial.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And then there's Gen
I'm not
Alpha.
A typical millennial, by the way. You try to label me as a millennial that complains about working in it all. I'm not a typical millennial.
Is that the millennial thing that they don't like to work?
Blue collar.
You're not blue collar. All right, 215-592-9494.
Yeah, Walk's Generation Alpha, which we like. Sut's Generation Beta.
No, they're in the same generation.
No, they're... What? No, they're
your
not.
Kids, so they're in the same generation.
No, they said...
You don't understand generations.
This is you doing your nonsense. Like, I'm smarter than everyone that's ever existed. They told me when he was born...
You're two kids. One that's 3 months and one that's 2 years old are in the same generation.
No, they're not.
Generation, yes,
man.
They are, Jack.
No, January 1st of 2025...
That's not how generations work.
That's what they said at the hospital. You're arguing with the hospital.
The hospital doesn't get to determine who generation. They can tell you whether it's a boy or a girl. They could diagnose it with the illnesses,
yes.
But they can't tell you what generation
it
is.
But why? If that's when it started,
Generations are...
Jack, they are siblings. How could it be a different generation?
Well, they're siblings within a year and a half of each other.
What do you want from me? I'm telling you what they told me.
No, they're not in different generations.
You are Generation X, right?
Yes.
You have a sister that's a millennial.
Yes.
Okay,
but
they're siblings.
But because she's much younger.
She's 20 years younger than me.
Okay, well, okay.
That's a whole generation.
Yeah, you more than 20 years younger.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
No, you're...
There's two separate things.
No.
This point is exactly right. That's 20 plus years. 20 years. You're not even 20 months. Are you 20 months? I don't even know if he's... Is
22.
Those kids will grow up with the same social influences, the same technology.
Not my point.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, they are two different generations.
No, me and my brothers are all from the same generation.
They're going to be in the same generation. I'm just saying technically they're not. You guys are not understanding. You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
No, this is on you.
It's not on me.
It's on you.
I don't even profess to know this whole Gen X boomer thing. But I do know those two kids are in the same generation. I do know.
Beta, Alpha.
Yeah.
You guys are unbelievable.
You should be a Generation Beta, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, again, and this goes to the camera thing, which we'll get to later. I would love to know how I've been labeled soft around here. That's another thing I need to bring up.
I know you weren't going to take that well.
Why? Why? Yeah. I'm pretty hardened on this show. Don't you? I said that personally, so you didn't want to cut it. Yeah, I didn't say I'm hard on this show. I said I'm hardened.
See, we don't get the ability to clip anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start going to Justin and get my own clips, like DeCameron. Even if I don't have it on my board, I'll play them through my phone, through the mic. Go ahead and stop me.
Beautiful sounding.
All right. It's Testify Tuesday. Should Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid be the face of losing in Philadelphia? I say no. And you apparently have said yes. And for next question today, give us somebody. It is Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday. Give us somebody who is famous and has known by three names. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.